The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Bunch.
She's locked herself in and won't come out.
She's gone down the plug hole or something.
And I've a funny feeling she's got booze.
Oh, my Lord, that's all we need.
She's been like this all week over this damn holiday. First she's going, then she and her. You've only got mention the word aeroplane and she throws a wobbler. Mum! Connie's here! You coming out or what?
Come out at road, Dawn. I'll have a go. You'll get nowhere shouting. What you need's gentle persuasion. Elaine, duck! Ah, Wendy, you'll be here 11 o'clock sharp. It's time you got your face on. Elaine! If we miss that flight, they'll have to put me away for murder.
Call that gentle persuasion.
I'm losing my patience with her now.
I am a-going.
Why not? Whatever's matter.
I am a-going. Sorry, Connie, love, I can't.
You'll be all right once we're up in there.
Think about what worries me. It's landing again.
What goes up must come down. It's the law.
It's coming down with a bump I'm not looking forward to.
Mum, don't be stupid. Come out of that bathroom or else I'll ram this door down. If she's got booze in there, we'll never get her out. She'll have a relapse. I'll have called Dr. Edmund.
You do that. £300 of mine's going down that toilet. And if she doesn't come out, she'll jolly well need him.
Fiona, can you get me the file on 11 Park Road?
Sure.
Right, Mark. Sit down, dearie.
It's about that house near me. 115 Snow Hill Terrace. Have you been to have a look at it?
Ah, to be Francis and Ernest with you, no.
Well, I am pretty desperate, Sue.
Oh, I know you are, Mark. I know you are. And I'm pleased to say I've got good news.
Good news? I'm all ears.
The one you recommended sounded okay. However, I found an alternative in the vicinity. It's a repossession. We'll get it for a song, Mark. Say 30 thou, market value 40 odd.
Oh, as much as that.
It's a whacking place. I take it you know it. A three-storey job.
But where am I going to get the deposit? I'm no first-time buyer this time, remember?
Oh, it's OK. I'll just increase your mortgage.
Increase my mortgage?
Ah, thanks, Fiona. And can we rustle up two coffees, please? Black or white, Mr. Colcliffe?
Black.
Two blacks, Fiona, please.
Sure, Mrs. Pritchard.
I'm already mortgaged up to my eyeballs.
Look, Mark, all you have to do is sit tight and keep it buttoned. I'll arrange everything. Look, here's the blurb. She needs bits and bobs doing to her, otherwise near perfect, like me. What do you think of her?
I think I must be off my head.
Good. Here's the plan of attack.
Coffee, Cheryl.
Cheers, Nev. I was parched. I never realised we were speaking again.
Well, I've been thinking. I owe you an apology.
Oh, do you?
Well, it's this job you start tomorrow. I know it's only packing, but I shouldn't knock it. I realise now you've become a bored housewife.
It is only packing, Nev, but who knows where it'll lead. I might finish up in the office.
I hope you do, Duck. That's what you want.
Well, I owe you one and all for being a pain over this holiday for the kids.
Which isn't costing us a penny.
I know that now. And Sybil's agreed to mind the market stall while Wendy has little Nevy.
So, like you, I might end up with a job I want. I'm told Druglink might get more money. They might take on. I enjoy these quiet moments, do you? While Nevy's at toddlers.
Wonder how Mum and Dad are doing in Magaluf. They'll be there now, jammy pair. Nah. It'll do them good be on their own. They'd hit a rough patch. Like us, really. I thought we were going to split up, Nev, the way we were shaping. I thought I were going to lose you.
How long is it since you had a cigarette?
10 weeks, 2 days, 4 hours, thanks to my self-help group. I'll miss that when I go work.
You might start up again.
No chance.
When all the women get together at break times.
I'll go for a walk.
It's not very sociable.
Neither smoking.
Can't win then.
I can. I'll campaign for a no smoking workplace.
You walk in and upset the apple cart straight away. That's my Cheryl.
Would you want me any other way?
No. Have you drunk your coffee? Because I were thinking something else and all. Instead of going for your walk, we could...
We could what?
Hola. ¿Cómo estás? Hello, how are you? I'm just picking up the lingo, Dawn. You know, I've handed this book.
I thought we'd never get her out of that bog.
Well, we have now, so chop chop. When do you be in, Two Ticks? Give us some more of that coffee.
I don't want coffee. I'm all right. You'll have me peeing all the way there.
Mum, you look really nice with the hair blonde.
I'm just a bit nervous.
You'll be all right. You'll feel free as a bird.
How do you know? You've never flown.
What's that got to do with
it? Well, how do you know what it feels like, then?
Just don't look out the window. You'll be okay.
Hey, we aren't sitting next to a window, are we? If it happens, will we fall out?
No, you'll still be friends.
We wouldn't be friends if we missed that plane, so come on, Elaine. Get your bag and drawers together.
I could just do with one drink. Calm your nerves.
Just you concentrate on getting ready. Remember what leaflet said? On board an aircraft, one drink means two. Or was that a pick?
Does that mean two for the price of one?
No, it dunno. It means you get legless twice as quick.
Oh, that sounds all right.
Now, have you got your passport?
Yeah.
Oh, here's Wendy.
Come on, you. Adios, Dawn. Buenos Suerto.
Oh, here goes. Up, up and away. Now we're flipping never.
Oh, you wanna forget to feed me budgie, will you, Dawn?
No.
And change it to water.
Just go and enjoy yourselves.
It's funny, isn't it? Here we are all excited and we haven't a clue where the hell we're stopping. All we know it's somewhere in Mallorca.
Oh, never mind that. It's a mystery tour. That's the whole point. We'll know when we get there.
Will you be all right? Have you got your money?
Don't worry. I'll be all right with Nev in Wales.
Well, make sure he looks after you.
Oh, come on! She's papping away like mad out there.
Bye. Have a smashing time.
Yahoo! Wendy! Holiday girls are on our way.
Hey, listen to Connie. On about me, showing her up all the way round, more like.
Did you please, sir? Come be quick.
I'll finish up burning that flipping phrase book.
Don't worry, Mum. You'll have a great time.
Will you? Ah, I know I will. She's a laugh a minute. Ta-ra, Dawn, lovey.
Don't mean stop. I've got something to tell you. I've got somewhere for your auntie.
Stunning. The one I told you?
No, one in Park Road.
Cheers, mate. They're palaces, them.
She can have one flat anyway. I'm converting it.
I'll go tell her.
No, hang about. She can't move in yet. Be a bit before it's even gone through.
No sweat. That bloke rear after you, Bernard, wants to know what time we'll be back. Couldn't help noticing you had one of them with lit flasks. Is he an alky?
No, he ain't a. And what if he is?
You want to give me a swig?
I should hope not. You're not old enough.
That where you live? It is flat.
You'll have a flat nose if you're going to keep out of it.
Fair enough. I'll go tell my auntie then.
Yeah, now off me back, you little whippersnapper. People seem to know too much of my business.
It gonna be delayed?
An hour.
Well, if I start this, it's stuck at flipping airport.
Think yourself lucky. Some of this lot's probably been here all day, if not longer. Folks have been known to grow a beard while waiting for a plane.
Hey, don't say that. Now I've had my hair done. Now we're hoping there'll be talent.
Oh, there'll be talent. If it's saucy Spanish waiters you want, they'll be there in abundance.
I'd sooner have them in a pair of swimming trunks.
Hey, clock them young'uns. And they're taken off yet in the drunken lords. One's clamping down on
them. Might be Dutch courage.
Dutch courage be aye. They're common lager louts. Gee, I hope they're not in our party. I should give them a piece of me mind.
Well, flying, don't bother them, they're blasé.
They're plastered.
Here, shall we have a drop of wine and get blasé?
No, we shanna. Rules is rules. You're not allowed to consume your duty-free in England.
Hey, look at that one just taking off. That's a big bugger. Here, are you nervous?
Well, the captain has full authority to refuse admission to his plane if it are caught.
But are you nervous?
Aye, I'm flipping well, I'm...
Mark, come in. I'm just off next door getting Evie.
I've been grand to wish her bon voyage.
She's already gone, Doc. Nev, if Mum rings, tell her hold on. I shan't be a minute.
Will do. Hey, come in, Mark. Connie went from a friend's house. Wendy took him.
Oh, the estate seems quiet.
Oh, restored to its former glory. How about your house? Taking shape, is it the commune? When are the gang of students moving in?
When they're ready.
And they can all afford tip up for rent.
They've got summer jobs at Festival Park.
You'll be rich. What about your next purchase?
Since you ask, yes. It's beginning to go through.
Sorry, Mark. I'm prying again.
Look, Nev, there's no illegal about
it. I'm not suggesting...
You seem to think I'm some kind of shark.
I'm thinking noted kind.
You're the one with a community conscience. I ended up sleeping rough, Nev. All I'm doing is making sure others don't go the same way.
But have you got the money?
That's a personal question.
I assume you'll have to pay builders and the like.
I'm doing it all myself.
Well, living at Bernard's, Bookshe.
That's got nought to do with you either.
It just doesn't seem right somehow. Now, I've known you a long time, Mark, and it doesn't seem like you.
Look, Nev, to be honest, I'm sick of people putting their oars in. I wish you'd just leave me alone for get on with my own affairs.
Oh, that'll be your mum. See, by the belly. Hey, for a sec, I thought you were going to threaten give me a dig again. Hello? Reenie, are you?
Connie, you're right, lovey. You haven't spoke for the past hour. Never known you keep quiet for that long. Thank God for me woman's own.
Bit noisy, isn't it? I didn't expect to be able to hear the engine.
It's time to worry when you can hear it.
That's true. I think I'll just rest my eyes for 5 more minutes.
Don't worry, lovey. We'll soon be there.
Excuse me, madam.
Hello, lovey. What you got to tell me this time?
I'm sorry. This is a no-smoking section.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. Well, the captain had me chucked off.
We'll be arriving shortly. It's just that the other passengers will object.
Shall I open the window?
I don't think that's a good idea.
I warned you about that.
Well, I didn't think you'd notice. I thought you was having 40 winks.
How can I? My stomach feels like a food mixer in action, and my ears keep popping. I shan't rest until we touch down on that Spanish tarmac.
I quite like it. I'm sorry it's nearly over. Hey, do you want this last chocolate eclair?
Oh, sure up, Elaine.
Great, Mum. Sounds like you're having a whale of a time. Dad enjoying it, then? And it's a nice hotel. Oh, here you are, Mum. Here's our Cheryl.
Is it Mum?
Yeah.
Hiya.
What'd she say?
Oh,
she was really excited, Nev.
How are you?
I couldn't get a word in edgeways.
Having a good time?
She were ever so clear.
Brilliant.
It were like she were in the same room.
But what did she say?
She said Magaluf's great.
What's her hotel like?
Wetherspril, but the place is a bit commercialised.
Yeah.
Her and Dad are lapping it up.
Is it?
Like they're getting to know each other all over again, being on their own for a change.
How much longer then?
That's it. We've hit the tarmac in one piece.
Thank God for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the plane has now landed in Parma.
We're here, Connie.
I told you it were a doddle.
What's weather look like out there?
Beautiful. I feel 10 years younger already.
Soon as I get in that hotel, I'm stripping these sweaty things off and straight to the beach.
You've got to find out where we're headed first.
Just.
A party travelling with Skytrip, Stoke-on-Trent, your first destination will be Magaluf.
Magaluf? Magaluf? I've heard it's great there.
Aye, so have I.
Today's episode of The Cold Cloughs was written by Mark Bickerton. The serial, which was devised by Tony Perrin, was created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Cold Cloughs return with another episode tomorrow.